Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, football is finally back. We've been through the offseason, we've been through training camp, and now the team is getting ready for their week one opponent, who they will face on the road, the Buffalo Bills.
And then they'll be home very soon after, and we see the field crew is already painting the lines and the logos for next Thursday night. And then there's also college football here this weekend, UMass. Football in the air, no
definitely
doubt about it.
A lot going on. Yeah. Well, this is an opponent that the Patriots have seen many times before, but there are some changes that the Bills are going through, specifically with their coaching staff and also at that quarterback position. Two rookie quarterbacks who will presumably both be active on Sunday, but the Bills did announce on Wednesday that EJ Manuel will start against the Patriots.
Yeah, no surprise. I figure as long as he's healthy, which he, you know, he had been injured, healthy, practicing this week. Doug Marrone officially announcing that he's starting. And hey, they took him in the first round, traded down, a bit of a surprise pick. If he's healthy, they're going with him.
Right.
Tool and Manuel are the only two quarterbacks on the roster. You know, both have to be healthy if you only have two quarterbacks. So no surprise on Manuel. You know, for a lot of rookie quarterbacks, it's a tough go early on.
Right.
But I think when it's week one, there's some surprise elements. It's a guy the Patriots have never seen, a coaching staff the Patriots aren't familiar with, at least familiar with the Bills.
Right.
Could provide some interesting elements, but might be a tough spot for a rookie quarterback.
Well, week one always has a few surprise elements. The Bills have their situations. The Patriots certainly have a few of their own. And one thing that you cannot overlook here with the Patriots is the amount of rookies that they have on this roster. 14 rookies as they enter the season, which is double the amount of what Coach Belichick usually has at this point.
It really is. And, you know, 14 players turning over from one year to another is kind of what you might expect.
Right.
When it's 14 rookies and then you add in all the other newcomers, you know, like Tommy Kelly, like Matthew Mulligan, who they just signed, there is a lot of turnover. And you have that, like you mentioned, the week one uncertainty. And all these rookies, you know, they're going to be relying on these guys.
Right.
And you wonder, you know, do they have the right mindset going into week one? It seems like a very mature, professional group of rookies. But, you got Kenrell Tompkins, Zach Sudfeld, two undrafted guys who very well could be starting on Sunday. It's a lot to ask these rookies. It's going to be very interesting to see how they fare in this first game, hostile environment, division game, one of the really intriguing elements of week one.
Right, I agree. Well, now that we've gotten through the X's and O's, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. It's been almost exactly 10 years to the day that the Patriots opened up their regular season on the road again against the Buffalo Bills. And it didn't end so well for the Patriots. It didn't end so well for you either, Brian.
It actually didn't really start so well for me. My first ever game on an NFL sideline, and I was the camera operator along with being the reporter for the team. First quarter of my first game, Drew Bledsoe hands off to Travis Henry. And what happens? Well, Henry gets leveled out of bounds by Rodney Harrison right into little old me.
Yeah.
And I was just a young pup back then. I got right up, though, Jackie. If you look at the video, as we're showing you, I got right up. Now, the camera was in a couple different pieces. My glasses went about 15 yards away, but I got right up. Camera couldn't really operate the rest of the day, but I did. So almost 10 years to the day, same location. I'm excited about reliving the memories this Sunday.
Can we call that a rookie mistake?
You talk about a welcome to the NFL moment.
Yeah.
Now, I'm no player, nor would I ever expect to be one, and that video showed that.
Right.
But that was my welcome to the NFL
moment. We'll try and keep you off the sidelines.
Oh, I'll be up in the press box. Don't you worry.
All right. Well, that will wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.